My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney. And on this bonus episode, we're going to go through everything you need to know if you're traveling back to Florida, or in fact, anywhere in America. The 8th of November, travel to the United States is back open, but it's not that simple. Which forms do we need to fill in? Which tests do we need to do before we go and when we come back? Joining me on this special bonus episode to talk you through everything you need to know from the PC Agency is travel expert Paul Charles. Thank you for joining me on the podcast, Paul.
Pleasure. Nice to be with you.
It's a very exciting time. We can finally go back to America. It's a very exciting time for us. It must be a very exciting time for the tourism and the airline industry.
It is a very exciting time. I think the opening of US borders is really the unlocking of a major block to consumer confidence. And the fact that the US is finally going to let UK and European citizens in means that the travel industry as a whole can start to really get back to some form of normality and to greater confidence. So yes, it's a major move forward to see these borders reopening from the 8th of November.
Especially into Orlando, UK to Orlando, I can't imagine how many millions of people a year fly that route.
There are so many people who want to get back to the whole of the US, not just to Florida, yeah. Of course, which is one of the most popular routes into Orlando, of course, not just from Gatwick or Heathrow, but increasingly from regional airports around the UK as well, with new services starting from Manchester and also from Scotland. So it is an exciting time to be seeing families able to plan again, to have that confidence to return into the US.
Although it's not that straightforward. It used to be a case of checking your travel insurance, checking your passport, checking your estate. Now we've got tests and forms we've got to fill before we go, forms we've got to fill in for when we return, and tests we've got to prepare. So can you run us through everything we need to know and everything we need to do to start planning if we're going back soon?
I can. How long have you got? It is a very complicated picture, as if it wasn't complicated enough. So now you've got to do everything you used to do and more. So at the moment, and of course the rules can change at short notice, so it's really important that you check constantly, even after you've booked, just to make sure the rules haven't changed again. But essentially, what the US is saying is that if you're fully jabbed, then you can have access into the US as long as you have also taken a COVID test. It can be an antigen test, a lateral flow test, which of course are much cheaper than the PCRs, up to 3 days before you depart from the UK. So if you're flying out on a Friday lunchtime, you can take that test anytime after Tuesday lunchtime. Plenty of time to get your result back. And you only need to spend, say, £25 for an antigen test, which is much cheaper than in the past.
Yeah.
So that's if you're fully jabbed, you're over the age of 18. On top of that, of course, you still have to make sure you've got an ESTA. That still stays as it was pre-pandemic. And you've got to make sure that you show all this documentation, all this proof to the airline. And then when you come back from the US, you don't need to do a pre-departure test in the US, but you will need to fill in a passenger locator form online before you leave the US, proving that you have booked a day two antigen test for when you're back in the UK. So that's relatively simple.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still very complicated. It's still frustrating, but it's relatively simple compared with what children have to do. And of course, that is where we come into a much more complex area.
So under 18s don't have to be vaccinated at all, even though they've had one. That doesn't actually matter for America.
That's correct. So they are allowed in, which is good news. They, of course, 2 to 17 year olds have to prove they've had a test before leaving the UK. So they also have to show a negative antigen test to the airline at check-in before they depart the UK. And in an about turn from the US authorities in the last 48 hours or so, they now have stipulated that if you're age 2 to 17, you also have to take another test once you're in the USA between 3 and 5 days after you have arrived in the
right.
US. So that's another test that needs to be done. And that's in the US for 2 to 17-year-olds. So for a family of four, it's increasing the costs, and you've got to be pretty bold to go ahead at the moment and go ahead and have these tests and make sure you fill in all the right forms. It's not for the faint hearted.
No.
So you've got to be determined to go through this process.
And the test that you've got to have before you fly, am I right in saying that you've got to have somebody monitoring you doing the test? You can't use the free NHS lateral flow test, even though it says lateral flow antigen test. You can't use those.
You absolutely can't use the NHS for any travel at all overseas. So you can't use those. No, you're correct in that. But in fact, the antigen test is relatively easy now with pretty well all providers. You can basically do an antigen test, which they send to you in the post. You then do the test, a bit like the NHS test, where you have a cassette. You do the test, you get the result back pretty well within 15 minutes, of course. It shows whether you're clear or not. And then you write on that cassette, that white cassette, your name, your date of birth, the time you took the test. You put your ID next to that test, and you can send it off to the test provider and upload it. And they will then send you a certificate as proof that you are negative. So it's a relatively easier process than it has been in the past.
So your ESTA, your negative test, your proof of vaccination, obviously your passport, your travel insurance. What happens, by the way, if you go for that test a couple of days before you fly and it's positive?
It's a very good question. In fact, some people are finding now that their tests are coming back positive because the rate of infection is, of course, still pretty high, one of the highest in Europe. In the UK. So if that happens, then you're in a position where you talk to your airline about whether they will move your booking. And BA and Virgin have been very good in particular at shifting your booking to a later date.
Yeah.
But this goes to show why insurance is so vital, that you need to take out insurance for you and your family before you travel, so that if this does happen, then you're able to shift your booking to a later date. Or get your money back. And there are some insurers better than others who will cover you should you be found positive on a test before you go. But the airlines in particular are realizing they still have to be flexible during this end game, hopefully, to the pandemic. And they are shifting bookings to later dates if possible. Of course, sometimes they will say, well, you have to pay the difference in price between the travel date you were going to go on and the date that you're going to move to. And for some people, that can be pretty expensive in terms of the difference. So yes, it's a bit of a gamble still. But of course, many people are prepared to take that in order to have a great holiday in Florida.
Desperate for for it. And all the links for, because do you have to fill in like a locator form for when you're in America? Do they want to know that information before?
Yes, there is various forms, as well as the ESTA, as you talked about, the attestation form, as it's known, that has to be filled in, where you're basically disclosing whether you've had your test, what the results were, whether you're fully vaccinated. I'm looking at it now, and this form is 7 pages long. So you've got to really read through it. And in fact, that's where we discover the finer detail about these day 3 to 5 tests that need to be taken if you're aged between 2 and 17. It was only in that attestation, by reading through it, that it became clear. So forms are really important. They may be dull and boring and lengthy, but it's vital you do read every word. I know we're all used to just often clicking, I agree, with terms and conditions. We never read through them, do we? Especially when it comes to computer usage. But more than ever, when you're traveling, you've got to read through these forms and really check your understanding of every word. But yes, that's another form that needs to be filled in when you go into the US, as is becoming quite common now with other countries. When you fly in, you have to pre-fill in an online form. And I think we're just getting used to this.
Yeah. And then there's the one we've got to fill in for when we land back here in the UK, and you have to have a proof that you've booked your 2-day test on that one as well?
Yes, that's right. So that's the passenger locator form that you have to fill in up to 48 hours before you depart the US in this case. And on that form, they will ask you what your reference number is for the test that you've booked, that day 2 antigen test that you've booked. And you have to fill it in, you have to put a reference in, and it's vital you do that, otherwise they won't let you submit it. So that's why you have to book your day 2 test in that 48-hour period, or even before 48 hours, before you fill in that form, before you come back to the UK. It's a little bit stressful for a lot of people. They're frustrated by it. It can take half an hour to an hour to go through it and fill it in. And it's the last thing you want to be doing, isn't it, at the end of your holiday, when you're trying to enjoy every last minute of it. But sadly, that is the way of the world at the moment. And I don't really see these forms disappearing and changing in the next 6 months.
Can you fill in that form or partially fill in that form before you even leave? Can you do a lot of it before the 48 hours before your flight home?
And my best advice is to get it out of the way, book your day two test well in advance, you know, say 3 days before you're due to come back to the UK. So the tests are waiting for you when you arrive back home, they're in the post. But fill in that form 48 hours before you come back to the UK, and then it's done. You can forget about it and come back to it when you check in.
And I would assume all the links to the forms and test providers, airlines will have all those on their websites, I'm assuming.
Yeah, they're getting pretty good now, the airlines, at diverting you into the relevant forms. They are available via cdc.gov/quarantine. which is the American website that has these forms on them as well. But the airlines show you where to fill these in, and that's the best way to go.
And it's fine and safe to fly if anybody's not flown for a couple of years. But it's probably safer than going to your local supermarket, I guess, now once you're in that plane.
I think flying is as safe as ever. I mean, obviously everyone's wearing masks on board, which helps stop the spread of other viruses or flu or colds a lot. They've barely been any cases of COVID on the many millions of flights that have taken place in the last 6 months. It is very safe indeed, and we've got to move on from the fear that has been put into people by governments all over the world. Scientists and governments have a much better understanding now. They have much better treatments for COVID. The serious illnesses, thankfully, are not as excessive as they used to be. And flying is an important part of our global economy, and it is safe, yes.
And your cabin crew are there to look after you. They're excited to welcome you on board. They've gone through a tough time, so be nice to the cabin crew. Not that you wouldn't be.
Absolutely. And cabin crew are as professional as ever, and talking to them on board the flights I've taken recently, they're delighted to be back. Their service is better than ever. They are doing an amazing job, bearing in mind they've been through a very difficult period, like the rest of the travel industry. And yes, you're right. They're pleased to be back. And I can assure you their service delivery is better than ever.
Lovely talking to you, Bob. There's a lot to get through, but thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure, Andy. And good luck to anyone traveling. It's worth it when you get to the other end, I can assure you.
Thank you again to travel expert Paul Charles from the PC Agency. You can follow Paul on Twitter for regular travel updates. At PPaulCharles is where he is, at PPaulCharles. You can follow us on the socials as well. We are at PodMagical. We're going to be back next week with our regular podcast with more Disney memories and more tips for your travels back to the most magical place on earth. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the podcast. If you could give us a 5-star review as well, that would be great. And if you know anybody who's going to Florida or anywhere in America, make sure you share this special podcast with them as well, just so they don't get confused. Make sure they know what they're doing if they're heading back over to the States. I'll be back next week with our brand new episode. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.